Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Friday, the 1st of January. Happy New Year to you all. I know it doesn't feel much like it, but light at the end of the tunnel. I guess 2021 at some time will bring us some hope. And Brexit, and we Brexit. Fucking people waving up that twat Nigel Farage as a hero, for fuck's sake, honestly. If he's what you look up to, you've got serious fucking problems, genuinely. People fucking, they're celebrating like they've won the Euro Millions when about something they didn't fucking give a fuck about 4 or 5 years ago. Nobody gave a shit about it, did they? There you go, see what happens. Let's all see what happens now. Whatever happens, anything will change. People just blame and moan and blame and moan and deny and talk bollocks. Right, we've got not a lot on today, but a busy football weekend. Good lady's birthday today, so I'm going to be as quick as I can. We're going to go off out for wanders with the dog. Let's do that. I haven't done a Premier League preview, so this is purely just my opinions, nothing else. Premier League, let's do 10 in 10. Everton will beat West Ham. Man United, Villa will be a draw. Tottenham will not beat Leeds. Palace will beat Sheffield United. Brighton and Wolves will be a draw. West Brom and Arsenal will be a draw. Burnley will beat Fulham. Newcastle will beat Leicester. Chelsea will lose to Man City. And Southampton, Liverpool will be a draw. There you go. I've run through. See how many of those we get right. Suggsy says we'll win tomorrow. No problem. I don't know how you can have Spurs odds on. Three score in Leeds and we don't cross the halfway line. I mean, they're going to score three or four. So we need to create five chances. I don't think we've done that in the last three games together. And then he says the whole season hinges on Tottenham Brentford. If we get to that cup final, it'll give us a lift and we'll be a new team. I did point out that 17 teams have got more points than Tottenham in the last five games. 18 teams have, actually. And we've got the same amounts of points as West Brom, 2, and one more point than Sheffield United, 1 in that period. I don't know where this sudden miraculous form that people think is going to get Tottenham in the top four is going to come from. We're shite. There we go. And it isn't just Mourinho. The players are just fucking garbage. Get rid of them. Fucking Winks and Sanchez, honestly. Same old New Year, same old Tottenham. Right, some good news. There's some good news. Yesterday we had massive excitement in the Telegram group. Greg in the Telegram group, he loves his horses, Greg. Him and his wife, lovely people, great guys. He likes his horses. He does a lucky 15. And yesterday he did a 50p lucky 15, 50p each way. So that's 15, 30 bets at 50p, 15 quid. And he got the first three winners up. He got the first three winners up and he put in the group that he stands to win 18, 19 grand. He's been offered a 3 grand cash out. He was just asking what would people do, what was the advice. And fair play to the boy. He's got some kahunas. He stayed in and the fourth one won. And he picked up 20 odd grand. I think it was nearly £22,000 for his lucky 15. What an end to the year that was. Absolutely fantastic, Greg. Well done, son. So pleased for you guys. Make sure you come up to Lingfield and we'll have a little drink, shall we? When it's on this year. Brilliant. Absolutely. Lives in deepest, darkest Cornwall, I believe. Tier one, probably out able to go out and enjoy yourself. But well done, mate. Yes, fantastic. So that was some good news, really good news. Love to see it. I think some of you enjoyed the Jethro story. And I'm gonna round off with a pièce de résistance, with the old snip, which I know people like laughing at my misfortune. And then, as I say, we'll move into the new year, big bit of football over the weekend, and then we'll get back into normal. And I've got lots and lots of stuff I want to cover. I've really actually given it some decent thought over this quiet time, of things I want to talk about and more how to go about it and help you guys. I've got big news on many fronts, I promise you that, over the next couple of months. Had some cracking news on, I don't know what day, what's it again, lose days, is it today, Friday? Would have been Wednesday then, I think. And a phone call to do with something that I'll I'll declare later in the year when it's all getting finalised, but a certain little issue being sorted, which I love. Okay, so I'm going to tell you the vasectomy story now. If you're a male under 30, 35, you might not want to listen to this. Maybe even a bit older. I mean, we chose to have kids young because we wanted it done and out of the way so we could enjoy our later life and do what we want to do. I was 21 when I met Sam. Sam was 26. Obviously got two kids, and I was playing golf one day with a guy. And when I was about, I don't know, I genuinely can't remember how long ago this was, but I was around 30-ish, 31, 32, something like that. And as we were walking up to the tee, he noticed that I had a little sort of lump on my neck about the size of a 5p. And he was a top surgeon. And as we were walking up the tee, he said, "That lump on your neck, have you had it looked at?" And I said, "No." I said, "It's been there a while." I said, "I think it's just like a sebaceous lump." He said, "I can get that out for you." So he said, when we finished, he said, "I'll book you in." And he, sure enough, he rang me up. He said, "Come down Thursday." This was like a weekend. "Come down Thursday, book me in, whatever, 10 o'clock. He said, we'll have that away. I will get it checked for you. And job done. So that's what I did. I flew down, drove down to his place on Thursday in London. Little local anaesthetic. He did what he did had to do, stitched it up, sent it off, and no problem. I'm going to stress this is a fairly elderly guy, and he had a little bit of a twitch. He was coming to the end of his career, and he had a small twitch, but he was a very highly regarded surgeon for many years. So absolutely no issue, and he phoned me up. He said it was just a sebaceous cyst, no problem with it. But we're playing then again a bit later. And we're talking about, you know, Sam, we're talking about kids and this, that and the other. And he says, "You're not going to have any more kids." And he said, "Sam's on the pill." And I said, "Yeah." He said, "You want to sort that out, really?" He said, "It's, you know, long term on the pill isn't good for women. I can give you a vasectomy." I thought, well, he's done my neck. He's good as gold. So, much the same. He booked me in for the Thursday. I think he was sort of only working a couple of days a week then. He said, "I'll book you in for Thursday." So off I went down there again, lie on the bed, local anaesthetic, do what they got to do. I'm not fazed about it at all. I get up and go, "So what can I expect now?" He said, "Well, when the anaesthetic wears off, you will feel a little bit of pain." He said, "But nothing to worry about." He said, "And by tomorrow you'll be right as rain." He said, "Just take it easy. You know, don't go playing golf or whatever." He said, "Just take it easy." So I went back to work. And I'm sat there, and I don't know, I've got back, I suppose, midday. And it's got to sort of 1-2 o'clock. I thought, "God, Jesus Christ, anaesthetic's wearing off, you feel a bit of pain. This is hurting." I'm sat there, and then I'm walking around. I just couldn't get comfortable. Like, this really is painful. And I felt my trousers getting tighter. So in the end, I said, "Look, guys, I'm going to have to go home." So Sam was out at work. I've got in the car, driven home, getting worse and worse. And I put some shorts on first. I thought, I'll take my work trousers off, put some shorts on. Getting worse. I thought, this is so painful now. I'm literally tears coming out of my eyes. It's really struggling. And I didn't really know anybody who'd had this done, but my best mate, big thick-set Scottish guy, who's my best mate, he is, he lives down in Devon, I knew he'd had it done. So I'll have a bath, that'll help. Don't know why I thought that, but did. So started the bath running, went in the bedroom, took my clothes off, and I couldn't believe what I saw, I'll be honest. It's going to be a graphic story, I'm afraid. I can't help it when you're talking about these sort of things. I now had between my legs two purple grapefruits. And they were just my scrotum, if you like, was just getting bigger and bigger. It was a deep purple. And I thought, this little small pain. So I've got in the bath, I've got the old handheld phone, and I phoned my mate up. I said, you had the snip, didn't you? He said, "Yeah." I said, "Did you have any sort of pain in that afterwards?" And he starts laughing straight away. He said, "No, why?" I said, I've had it done this morning. I said, and it ain't right. I said, I've had to get in the bath. I said, and it's like they're floating now on top. I said, and they're just, I'm like that flipping Viz character. Was it Buster Gonads or whatever? I said, they're just these two great big purple grapefruits. He went, that doesn't sound right. He said, I had two thumbnail-sized bruises either side. That was it, just where they'd gone in and nicked it. I said, this is unbelievable. I said, the pain I'm in. He said, no, that ain't right, son. You need to do something about that. So I phoned Sam up. Sam said, you know, I don't know what I phoned Sam. What can she do? She said, you need to go to the doctor. So I phoned the doctors up. I lived at the time 250 yards from the doctor's surgery. Phoned up and said, emergency, I need to see somebody. So book me in. I knew the doctor. My doctor was a 55, 60-year-old guy. So I said, I'm only up the road. I can come down now. It's taken me half hour to walk 250 yards. By now, I've put some clothes back on. I'm in absolute agony, and I'm doing a sort of John Wayne crab walk down the pavement. I mean, I must have just looked ridiculous. It's absolute gospel truth. Get to the doctor's, go in. Yep, sit in the waiting room. And then you get the thing over the message. Can you go to room two or whatever? And I'm there expecting to see my old doctor. Open the door. There's a locum. She's about 26, 27. Actually really good looking, really attractive. I thought, oh Jesus Christ. And my words out my mouth. She said, how can I help you? I didn't sit down. I stood up by the doorway. She said, how can I help you? And I said, this is great words. I said, my mate gave me a vasectomy. And what I meant was, like, the surgeon I knew him, I played golf with him, he was my mate, in effect. She thinks I've let some bloke down the pub do it. Could see the sort of horror on her face. Your mate gave you... I said, oh, yeah, I said, sorry, not my mate. I said, I know a surgeon, and he offered to do it. So she said, let's have a look then. So I had to drop my trousers, and she said instantly, within seconds, like Usain Bolt out the blocks, you need to go to hospital. She said, do you want me to call you an ambulance or can somebody drive you? I thought, I can't get an ambulance. I can't cause all this commotion outside the doctors. So I phoned Sam up. I said, you've got to come home, take me to hospital, be as quick as you can. This is quite serious. And just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I went into hospital and instantly they rushed me in. Sam took me, they rushed me in. And he hadn't cut the surgeon with the twitch, my mate, hadn't cut the right tube. He had cut the main blood vessel. And my bits were just filling up with blood. The blood was just going and it had nowhere to go. So it's just sitting there, swelling up, getting bigger and bigger. And they said there's a chance that if I hadn't done anything about it fairly swiftly, I'd have been dead. And I had to have it all cut open and stitched up and sorted out. And this was on a Thursday. I know women say childbirth. This was absolute agony. I think there's many men listening to this would have been kicked in the nuts. This was like having a bowling ball dropped on your nuts, but permanently. Just keep picking it up, dropping it, keep picking it up, dropping it. I was in absolute agony. And I had bits of tube, drains coming out, all sorts. Horrific, because... I don't want to go into too much detail about these things, but obviously it's layers of skin, and what was happening was as it was filling up, the blood was going in between the layers of skin, and then it clots, so it had nowhere to go. It was just getting bigger and more painful, and it would have taken it took actual ages. It took me about 3 weeks to get back to any form of normal. But Tottenham were playing Liverpool on the Saturday. Tottenham were playing Liverpool at Spurs, and I had a seat up behind the goal then. We got seats by the halfway line now, but I had seats up behind the goal back then, my season ticket. And I thought, I'm not missing that. I'm going to the football. And I discharged myself, much to Sam's chagrin, and I got my mate to pick me up, who I go to the football with. And I went to Tottenham Liverpool, and he dropped me right by the ground. Then he went and parked the car. We used to drive up then, park the car. And I've got in and got to my seat, and that was a real struggle. And then I'm sat there, literally, now, you know, we got there plenty early. I thought, I don't want to be jostling with crowds. There's about 5 minutes to kick off, and I need a pee. So now I've gone down the steps again, like John Wayne there. Obviously, in a foot, when you go every week, we know everyone around us. And I've gone and had my pee. I've come back, and my mate obviously has told everybody, and it's spread. I've come out of the thing to walk up the steps, and the whole South Stand at Tottenham has just started ripping the piss out of me as I'm trying to hobble up these steps like John Wayne. Yeah, so I don't recommend the snip. I think leave them on the pill. But although that is gospel truth, absolute. I mean, you can't make shit like that up. If anybody asks me now about it, I think, of course, you should have it. Shouldn't put women through that. But it, I've never met anyone who's had an experience. Everyone, oh yeah, no problem. It was absolutely horrific. And of course, everybody afterwards going, well, what did you expect when you're trusting a surgeon with a twitch? And he did have a twitch, but it was only sort of when he was speaking, he'd sit down at a dinner table and he just would occasionally twitch. I mean, the guy had done his job for years on end. But yeah, when I was in the bath, I mean, I don't know what I was thinking. Sitting in the bath on, and it, you know, the older phones, the big sort of handheld ones when we first had those walkabout phones, sort of one of those big white ones with the aerial out. I'm sat in the bath holding that. Ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. So there you go. Yeah, if anybody who was thinking of having that done this year, you might want to reconsider now. Okay, I've got a couple of other stories. I'm going to tell you about my mate and the birth of his child, because I don't think I've done that, and that was quite a, that is an amusing story about the racing guy. That's it. All I can say is, as much the same as yesterday, Happy New Year. Things will get better. I'll be doing all I can to help you. I've got some bits and facts and figures that I'll be doing over the next couple of weeks. Covering just many different things. I'm probably going to make a couple of videos and publish some sheets on the website just to help people understand those things. But hopefully it'll all tie in with the Mindset Mondays, looking at figures, analysing stuff. I'm just going to try and do it a little bit more structured. You know, best laid plans do go out the window at times when I'm doing, just depends on the volume of football and how busy I am. But I've got in my head stuff I want to get off, and I'm going to do my utmost to get it across to you in the best way possible. Enjoy today. I'm going to go and make them. It's very horrible, isn't it, having a birthday like this. Can't take her out for lunch, nothing. It's all a bit shit. But I'm going to go and give my good lady as good a day as possible. I've given you all the Premier League. If you want to do a tenfold on the Premier League, I've given it all to you there. And I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. I will have some football tomorrow, and the horses, I'm just going to wait and see and play it by ear. There's nothing today, but obviously abandonments and things. It's time to stay cautious, unless you're Greg with your lucky 15s. And Greg, let's have them. Let's have them every day. The lucky 15, people. Somebody said, can we have a Greg bet of the day? But Greg, over the moon for you. Absolutely fantastic, mate. 20-odd grand for a 15 knicker bet. Superb. Well done. Have a great New Year's Day, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.